As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, definitely coffee brewing on the stove. And there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Friday, February the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always with good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom remains popular and is the best hope for America. That's like we like to say on this broadcast, however, hope makes a dandy breakfast, but it makes for a very poor supper. It's going to take a little bit more than hope to get our bacon out of this fire. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game to be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or listen live online or take Oracle Broadcasting with you on your mobile device. And from around America to around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost, like Become Vocal Local Host, at CenturyTel.net, and for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, it's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. You miss any of our contact information, visit the archives page on the oraclebroadcasting.com and go through it slowly and copy it all down, put it on a 3x5 card, put it near your radio, and you'll have it with you every time you need it. Once again, a big shout out, as always, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Today, global financial woes continue to defy the money master controls, broken models, faulty premises. We'll talk a little bit about that. The history of law, property, uniform commercial code, a continuing study. We'll go back into that a bit today as well. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Friday, February the 12th, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading down off its very high closing yesterday, but down $8.30 at $1,084.30 as it was nearing the $1,100 mark yesterday. Boy, that would have been nice. Freudian slip there. Dreaming of $1,200 gold. Silver off 25 cents in the early trading at $15.36. What happened to $19 gold? We were getting so close to $20 there, I was starting to drool. Now we're back in the $15 range. Well, that's the money masters at work. Platinum this morning off $26 at $1,503 an ounce. And palladium moves down another $6 at $414. Closing in on that 400 peg one more time. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,076.20 for a low, $1,092.70 for a high. And so at $1,084.30, your gold is up $137.40 year to year for a 14.51% return on your investment in Aurum, that noble, precious metal. London, gold fixed. The boys set the price at $1,078.25, and it promptly went up. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, February the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Lots of news and information to go through today, but I'm going to try and keep it a little bit lighter on news and a little bit longer on teaching today. So hopefully we'll get into a little bit more of our study of law, the history of law, property, uniform work, commercial code, and so much more in that regard. But let's go ahead and finish out that market report for Friday again, February the 12th, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we found gold trading off $8.30 from its high closing yesterday. And trading in the vicinity of $1,084.30 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Silver again down 25 cents at $15.36 a troy ounce. Platinum off 26 bucks in early trading at $1,503 an ounce. And palladium down $6 an ounce at $414. The London Gold Fix, the boys in London this morning set the price at $1,078.25. It went up and it's down. It's pulling it down. I think that fixing helped to bring it down a little bit. The SPDR gold shares, we talk about that again now. I'm going to probably include this on a daily basis as we bring up our own understanding of who is the SPDR, what is this idea of electronic trading in gold and silver and the other iShares, some of the other stuff that's out there. But right now, the SPDR gold shares is holding 1,106.38 tons of gold for a $38.3 billion holding. Whether they've got the gold or not is debatable, but what really does it matter? It's all a confidence game anyway, isn't it? It's a Ponzi scheme. So they've got it, and when they want to play with it, they can play with it. And when they play with 1,106.38 tons in this marketplace, Katie bar the door, they're just about as nasty a competitor on the marketplace as the president's working group on financial markets. Anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 106 yesterday at 10,144. The NASDAQ was up 30 at 2177. The S&P closed up 10 at 1078. Crude this morning off $1.19, trades at $74.09. And the U.S. dollar index, that specious index that trades on the Intercontinental Exchange's website there, you can find out more about it there, bumps up another 52 basis points and trades at 80.53, just above that 80 mark there. The Forex market this morning, the Canadian dollar, the old loony, moves down 30 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, down 47 basis points, but still hanging on by fingernails only at 8 cents U.S. The euro, down 0.78% or 78 basis points, and this is the big one in the news, you know, the euro, at $1.36 U.S. You know, we're going to find out more about Greece, and Germany's in this market, and France has got their shorts in a bunch, and everybody is wringing their handkerchiefs as they watch the European Union, the long-held dream, collapse around themselves as more and more countries try and shake their head off and get these monkeys off their back. They're tired of having to chip all of their energy and effort into a big box. They're starting to get a real big dose of global socialism, and they don't like it over there. So they're responding, and the euro is in decline. The British pound moves down 43 basis points. All against this upward tick in the USDX, our little basket of currencies here, the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement basket of currencies, and of course our Euro, Anglo-American establishment basket of currencies. All of these are going, indicators are moving down this morning, foreign exchange markets declining, the British pound down 43 at $1.56. And the Swiss franc, under lots of manipulation, which I'm going to talk about in a moment, down 79 basis points at 93 cents U.S. You know, that was at parity with the U.S. dollar not very many weeks back. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond is at 0.83%. That's your bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries. The 10-year is at 3.68, and the 30-year is running 4.64. Lots of bond sales this week. We talked about that, you know, who's buying, who's the mystery buyer out there? Who's the mystery buyer out there that keeps buying all of this toxic debt? Well, I don't know, and I wouldn't guess. The bonds are as they are, and it's going to continue to be manipulated, and we need to be concerned about that. But, again, it's going to take either a crystal ball or a Ouija board to figure out who's in that marketplace. The mortgages this morning, the 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.78% a month ago to 4.44% this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 5.30% to 5.05%. These are both fixed-rate mortgages, the 15-year and the 30, and as I often say, if I were in the situation where I needed to take out a mortgage, I'd be looking at the 15-year mortgage as opposed to a 30-year mortgage. And if you've never looked at an amortization table on that, I would recommend that you do before you commit to a mortgage. In a 15-year mortgage, you'll have a slightly higher mortgage payment monthly, but you'll pay your mortgage off 15 years earlier, and you'll save yourself thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in unnecessary interest expenses. Banks don't like to loan on 15 years, but if you can force them to do it, it's to your advantage financially. The Swiss franc, again in the news, this by Anna Roskowit or something like that, and Lukanyana Minyanana. Oh, what a mess. February the 12th, Bloomberg. The Swiss franc declined against the dollar and the euro, prompting speculation that the central bank sold the currency to safeguard the economic recovery. The Swiss currency snapped 2 days of gains against the 16-nation euro, dropping as much as 0.3%. Swiss National Bank President Philipp Hildebrand said last month, policymakers will seek to prevent an excessive appreciation of the currency as long as there are deflationary risks. Now, here's the word deflationary. that policymakers, you know, we have we have fiscal policy, and then we have monetary policy. One's done by the central banks. The others are done by the lawgivers, the lawmakers, policymakers, agencies. Policymakers will seek to prevent an excessive appreciation. We've been talking about this need for more flexibility in currencies leveled against China. And here they have the Swiss bank being a little bit flexible, trying to prevent an excessive appreciation of their currencies. I guess they don't want it to just run and flag right on beyond the U.S. dollar. After all, the U.S. dollar is supposed to be the strong one on the block, right? Up to its eyeballs in debt. Well, here's a little bit more. Quote, "This definitely looks like an intervention," close quote, said Ursina Kubli, a foreign exchange analyst at the Bank Saracen and the CIE in Zurich. Quote, "The SNB," that would be the Swiss National Bank, "repeatedly said they would prevent an excessive appreciation. Now they're following up their words with action." In other words, central bank market manipulations, central bank currency manipulations. The franc traded at 1.4668 per euro as of 10:03 a.m. in Zurich from 1.4658 yesterday, and was as weak as 1.4695 today. It was 0.5% weaker at 1.0757 against the dollar, and right now this morning is at 1.0790 against that dollar. Anyway, they're monkeying with the money. It's a crapshoot. It's a Ponzi scheme. Look out. They're coming for your wealth.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We have returned right here on Become Vocal Local. Let's go right back to the telephones this morning. We're going to go to Bill in New York. Good morning, Bill.
Morning. You doing okay?
Hey, I'm doing absolutely fantastic. And how about yourself? You surviving those snowstorms?
Yeah, we're finally dug out. So life is continuing.
Well, I tell you, we had a bit of a reprieve with Washington covered up in the snow, and I was hoping that New York City would slow down, too. And as a result, gold went up yesterday. I don't know if it's related or not.
I don't know either, but I'm actually wondering if a few of the ideas in some of my recent research are related. And going into Uniform Commercial Code, seems that it's tying in a little bit today.
Well, there's a lot to learn about the Uniform Commercial Code, and one of the books that I've been referring to on air, as you know, has been this DeLaveau and Howard's Principles of Business Law, the ninth edition, published back in the 70s. And this thing is just a point-by-point-by-point dissection of the Uniform Commercial Code. And I didn't realize it when I had embarked on this 1,139-page book. But the way that the sections are numbered, they're keyed in to specific sections of the Uniform Commercial Code. And so when you go back and forth between Cornell Law EDU and this book, you can see how the code has been updated and how it relates to these comments. And so it's really becoming quite a study for me. But what is your research showing these days?
Well, actually, I've been listening to a few of the libertarian analysts and commentators around my area. And by libertarian, I also mean Libertarian Party. But that's just to be specific. And one of the statements is that rights from property. Now, many in the liberty movement also say rights are derived from the individual. Now, you can connect the two. If the individual owns his own body, then at least a set of rights are inherent within that ownership, though they may not necessarily be extensive. And I'm bringing this up because one of the other ideas is that if we get more property, we get more rights. Now, I'm connecting this with the right to vote, which in my estimation is a little bit too abstract. The right to vote at its base is a right for representation within government. We can be abstract about what kind of government that is, but it's a voice within government. And one of the arguments against going back to the Constitution is that it was, or as it was originally intended, is that We're going to give more say in the government to rich white landowners, which is a politically incorrect way of stating things. Now, I may not necessarily think that's bad per se, because you may only want certain people having a say in the government if that's what I'm going to consider a vote. However, if in connection with that we have a group of people who say, you can own land but you can't, then we got a problem. Because everybody has an inherent right to own, period. And that can't be, and that can't be taken away by either an oligarchy, a plutocracy, or a government.
Well, it's really
anyway. So that's where.
Well, hold on. You've got a lot on the plate here. It's hard for me to go to the point that I know Josh and others on the network have, where we look at the Constitution and we say that this is the property of of rich aristocratic landowners, but you know, and white in that as well. You know, look at the people that actually created, you know, came here from England, the people that came here from Scotland, the people that came here from Western Europe, largely and predominantly white people. There was no one that came over here originally that didn't have the wherewithal, the means. I mean, it wasn't until England began to really move into their Industrial Revolution and cleaned out the Scottish Highlands, driving everybody down off their private land holdings and into like New Lanark and Manchester to work in the mills, that we started to wind up with a lot of poor people, poor white folk that were selling themselves into indentured servants to come across the pond. But certainly the people that were all standing about on the Mayflower, they had, in the Mayflower compact, they had the wherewithal to come here, and it wasn't cheap. So, you know, that, to start with that as a premise, and many, many, many people, you know, I mean, yeah, you look at Barry the Usurper and trace up the Dunham bloodline. You go back through the Bush family and look at their bloodlines. Well, where would you expect them to come from? Mars? Of course they came out. There's like 655 families listed in Burke's peerage. And, of course, we're going to be descended from them. Everybody's connected to somebody else, I think, as Hal Anthony says, through about seven different steps in our ancestry. So, you know, yeah, we're going to all be related in a way in that regard. But as far as whether or not a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government is the dominion of rich white landowners, even if you want to go back to start with Aristotle, you know, that's still kind of questionable, because there are plenty of people in this country today, especially, who are not necessarily rich white aristocrats that are also property owners. But as I've brought out many times on the broadcast, Bill, the idea that has been advanced by Andrew Galambos, that when we start with property, if we can start, I believe, correctly, and understand that property is individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, your children, your wife, they're not your property. They also have property in themselves, and that it is out of our existence, out of the individual man's life, that all of our real property then starts to develop. Both, it begins with our ideas that then translate into actions. Those actions sometimes then manifest themselves as property holdings, wealth in land, labor and capital, etc. So I start with that as a basis. And then as far as the voting is concerned, if you can understand that to have a voice in the government of, take it something small, just like your a town or a city or a county, as it was developed here on the eastern seaboard and then expanded across, when you have property holdings, you want to have a voice. And especially if your property, if you've agreed to allow your property to be taxed, you definitely want a voice in your government, so that you have a way of being able to steer, if you will, the expenditures of tax revenues. And so one radio host I listened to many years ago, Rabbi Yaakov Spivak, you know, he says basically in a pure democracy, what we're dealing with is a Bowery bum drunk out on Tokay has the same voting right as a Harvard, you know, professor. And is there any equity? Is there any justice in that? You know, so one person's vote can cancel out somebody else's vote. I don't think that we should have a license to vote, and I don't think that we should either have religious tests or property tests to screen the voters out. But we definitely need to have an informed populace in order for a representative system of government to work. But go ahead. How does that line up with your thinking?
That gives me a good foundation from which to work, and keep the thoughts far more ordered than what I've given you as they stand. A lot of these ideas are.
Hold right there, Bill. We're going to go into a break. We'll come back. Stay right there. We'll bring back up after these words from our sponsors. If I get my tongue tied.
The looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. And we're visiting this morning with Bill from New York, who called in. Your calls are certainly welcome, folks. If you'd like to join in on the discussion, it's 866-841-1065. And in the previous section, we're talking a little bit about what is property. And if we can begin, I believe, correctly, the way that Andrew J. Galambos has in his Thrust for Freedom of Volitional Science, begin with an understanding that our property is us. It's you. It's me, folks. And when the Communist Manifesto comes out appeals for an abolition of private property, it's the abolition of you and it's an abolition of me, Bill. But the idea that goes next, then, is trying to understand then what would freedom be in a system of that kind of property ownership, if you will. And as Galambo styled it, and I like it so very much, freedom is that societal condition that exists when every individual has full or 100% control over his own property, and then the corollary that he advances is that everyone would have freedom is that societal condition that exists when every individual has 100% control over their own property and 0% control over the property of their neighbor, of the other person's property. And so we give each other the freedom to be self-determined in all the things that we do, and then we have to accept that each and every one of us are not at the same level, if you will, of development, even in our age and as we mature and maturity, understandings and things like that. And as a result, as we've studied the history of law, law rose out of that, because in order for me to be able to enjoy my property 100% of the time, I don't want to have to go out of the door armed like a gunslinger every morning just to protect my body, my chiefest property, as I make my way to the post office, the grocery, or the bank. So, again, this thing starts to build, and it builds upon itself, but government then becomes an absolutely critical system, part of this matrix, and I don't see any possible way out of that. But how does that line up with your thinking, Bill?
Yeah, I completely agree. And I get involved with discussions with some people who talk about the notion of government, and they connect it with Hobbes, this notion that you have to give up so much of your rights. But in the end, when I to have some sort of civilization, because if we go back to the state of nature, then it's complete chaos. And, you know, and there's some wisdom to that, because we don't want to derive our morals from nature, unless you're like a radical feminist who thinks that black widows who eat their husbands are quite fine.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I prefer not.
Exactly. And,
yeah.
And so we do have to include in our study of all of this, I like to start with the natural law, come out of the natural law. I mean, you can go all the way back to start with Lucretius and come forward from that, and even before, and go through the whole St. Thomas Aquinas balancing the harmony between the Greeks and the early Catholic religion, then look at it from the standpoint of the emergence of the common law, the common law as it was developed in England and then brought to the colonies here, and then as it developed in this country, and then it was perverted into this idea of judge-made law, which turns everything on its head. But in this process, we still have to understand that, as Thomas Hobbes said in his Leviathan, and he was a statist, pure and simple, you would consider him to be a conservative. He would be considered, let's say, a Tory. He was very much a statist. But anyway, when he's talking about all men at war against all men in the state of nature, where we basically live short, brutish, hard lives, where we're constantly at war with one another, that's just a further plank to make it easier, I guess it is, to accept the idea that we do need to have some kind of a system of law. And then take it the other way to Rousseau. You know, he was kind of a profligate fellow. His idea, where we just throw all of our rights into a bag, and then we take out only those rights that we want to give to somebody else. That's kind of a bit of the extreme on the other side of it. And so somewhere in the middle, we need to find harmony. Somewhere in the middle, we need to find balance. And what I like so much about the idea, Aristotle's idea, that in a republic, the Constitution is the law. And with Thomas Paine, when he said that are not offended by monarchs and monarchies, but in these colonies, in this country, our Constitution is the king. And so that idea there opens up the idea of a rule of law, not the rule of law, which we have today, but a rule not by men, but of laws.
Yeah, and when I pit my own ideas against what my other friends tell me about Hobbes, I still see two competing ideas. And it's I believe that rights derive from individuals, starting with their own property and their own selves. And the Hobbesian believes that rights are whatever the government decides you get.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I just don't like that.
And I don't either. And that's where it goes back to this, what I call this revelation. It was a very profound thought. I sincerely believe that this was, you know, just basically a window opened up and these ideas came to my mind because they were far advanced where my studies were. But the idea that there's an all-out war raging, see, there is, that means there it's existent, there is, and there's only one, and all-out, an all-out war. An all-out war means that there's going to be a victor and a vanquished, and it's a war, and it's raging, between legal positivism and the way the media and historians always list it, when you have a war, you always list the aggressor first and then the other party second. So you put the belligerent first. So there's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. And if we can understand legal positivism from the earliest Justinian writings and others, that legal positivism is basically a statement of saying that whatever the prince says has the force of law. And so through the use of executive orders and things like that, whatever the prince says becomes has the force of law. And then the state, in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated or taken unto itself all of the natural law, all of those things that rise out, you know, man moves, man breathes, man thinks, man procreates, he excretes, and so on and so forth, that very beginning of the natural law of man, the state has arrogated unto themselves all of that, and then it returns the natural law as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, which are licensable, taxable, and revocable. And so now we've come from the natural law and our common law roots right into the universal, the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, where with whatever they give with one hand, they so cloud it in codification and statutory regulation, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable, they take it back with the other hand. And that's where we find ourselves today, I believe.
Oh, and that just, even from someone on my side like you, just hearing that has my hackles way up and on, just way up.
Well, it's been a passion for me ever since that came to me on June the 30th and July the 1st of 2004 to find the meanings of that, because it outraged me. When I looked and saw what I had written.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. And so
right.
I've been trying to understand it, number one, and which has been a huge, humongous study. But number two, then to be able to get a good enough handle on it, Bill, that I can then restate it, write it, and bring it onto the air, hopefully letting people understand just how dire the situation is.
Yeah, and it has been a fine labor on your part. I'm reaping the benefits, so thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and I think we've got a whole lot more to go in this process. You know, when I started out, I sat down and tried to work out a lesson plan for a 6-month broadcast session, and here I'm, you know, coming up on 2 years again. This is just not something that you can encapsulate in a tiny bit. You know, if it wasn't for the archives, I'd be completely lost in the audience too.
Absolutely. And going back to voting and primaries and this election process, the issues set before us just don't allow these 30-second to 1-minute responses and debates. You can't bring these issues to light that way.
And if you've noticed, and I receive emails from both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, signing up for both just to get those emails and that correspondence. But if you notice the way that they put out their questionnaires, you know, what should our priorities be? They always give you the talking points, but they never give you any place to really comment or interact or exchange, because it's not a basket of 12 issues. It's not a basket of 12 points. And so it's a skewed dialectic, and we need to get to overcome that. If you'll stay with me, we'll come back on the other side. I'd like to continue after these words from our sponsors. Stay with us, folks.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So as we ponder the depth of the situation that we find ourselves in as we move deeper into the 21st century here, the first decade, now almost, well, definitely behind us, one of the other things that I need to contemplate, and I hope that the audience will as well, is this idea of right and rights and rights. And I say that all the time. You Americans will soon know what it's like to have no rights any longer. But there's also this idea that runs inside of law and inside of the history of law or jurisprudence, this idea of the corollary between rights and duties. And one of the things that I have a great difficulty with is this idea of liberty and the idea of rights, you know, the Bill of Rights. Well, no, there are articles of amendment to a constitution. There were things that had to be added to get the other colonists to sign off on this document. But the idea of rights and the correlative duties, the idea of liberty as opposed to freedom, these are dialectics that I'm not at all comfortable with. And if we were to think about freedom as that societal condition where we have 100% control of our property 100% of the time, and only because of the weakness, the frailty of man and the condition, the state of development of man, do we have to give up something there, then we can think of liberty, as I do on the broadcast, Bill, as this idea of putting a dog collar, if you will, or a harness, but a dog collar around the neck of liberty, and then we hook a lead to it, a leash. And so, depending on the kind of government that you have, you either have this really nicely oiled, well-tooled dog collar and a nice long leash kind of hung loosely as you walk through the park, or you could have something like a barbed choke chain and a 6-foot chunk of barbed wire, and your handler just comes jerking and jerking and slapping your back with this barbed wire. So somewhere between their tyrannical state and a state of harmony, we have this dichotomy where liberty is both a blessing and a cursing as we develop and move greater into greater and greater freedom and less despotic and tyrannical control, as I like to say. But how does that line up with your idea of rights and duties and that, Bill?
Well, it lines up with a certain amount of civil order, and I like to state it this way: we have a constitution that's basically between a population who has assented to that constitution and a federal government that has agreed to live by it. We'll just leave it at that for the moment. Because the situation is that any experiments with a larger government that is necessary to solve problems needs to happen at a local level from state all the way down to, Elkhart County in Indiana. And this is how I like to put it. Let's say Elkhart County wants to have a universal health care package, and the citizens are willing to allow their property to be taxed for that, and everybody's actually benefiting from it in some way. The reason we allow for this in our federated republic or whatever we call it is because when the funds appropriated, say, Mayor Dan of that county misappropriates the funds, then it's far easier to hold the poor soul to account. All we do is we get our tar and our feather and our rifles, and we go walk up to his door at 3 a.m. and knock on it and say, "Hey, Mayor Dan, what are you doing with the money?" And then you can learn your lessons from there. Now, does that in any way?
Yes. And this is what I talk about when we talk about becoming vocal local, because what we need to be doing is looking at this as, and this is the way I styled it, is that as globalism and globalization, but as globalism transitions from global to local, which is what it's doing right now, we need to become.
Oh, yeah.
We need to become vocal local, blocking this globalist agenda right where we are. But where do we block it? We block it in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, in our states. And I begin at the local voting precinct because we have, like it or not, folks, an established two-party political system. They're established in law. These are statutes. You cannot participate. You can turn your back on it. You can pretend that it isn't there. But that pachyderm is doing pirouettes on your parlor piano, and that pachyderm is going to continue to rule you as long as it is allowed to remain in existence. And so we begin on the local level and ascend upward from there. Where we've gone wrong in this system, I believe, is that we have allowed the federal government to arrogate unto itself everything that the founders anticipated would happen at the town hall meeting. And so we need to unwind. But what is that federal constitution but a compact? It's a covenant. It's a covenant between the states that formed it. And so what we have allowed to happen here through everything, including the Administrative Procedures Act of, 1948 or something like that, all of what we have allowed to happen is all of these agencies, non-governmental agencies and quasi-governmental agencies to be created in which we have no representation. The other day, I made a mention of just each and everyone listening to try and make a list of all of the people between you, where you are, and the president of the United States of America, between you and the president, how many people do you have an opportunity to vote for? And that would trigger people to think, my God, I have no say in this system. there's so much more going on that we have no control over whatsoever. And this is part of this real big problem that we're dealing with. But you're right, because there's both responsibility and accountability. Everybody talks about responsible. Yeah, you're responsible. But it's our duty to hold to account, as you said, to hold to account on a ledger sheet. You've got your pluses on one side, your minuses on the other. It's our duty to hold our elected officials. Actually, they're not elected officials. As far as I'm concerned, they are representatives. And when they don't represent, then they have arrogated to themselves powers that we never intended to give them. But we have to hold them to account. It's a balance sheet, and you're right. If we come together in a town hall meeting and we realize that our town council is not upholding the agreement that we have with them, then we need to hold them to account, and we should recall the whole bunch and start over again. The whole idea that, oh, we'll just have to wait until the next election, that's nonsense. We need to do it, and we need to do it immediately, just as you would in a family. You don't wait two or three or four more years to correct a child. One of your children, young boy or young girl, if they're in error, you correct them immediately. You don't let it go on. You wouldn't do it with your pets. You wouldn't do it with your children. So why do we allow it to happen with our government? Well, it's because the established two-party political system and the media that supports that says, oh, you'll have to wait. Just vote them out. Take it up with your legislator. Take it up with your senator. Take it up to Congress. I say the heck with that. We need to understand that from time to time, the tree of liberty, so to speak, does need to be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And we have abrogated our duty to do that.
Well put. So I need to run and start working on increasing my property, but I'll catch the rest on the rebound tonight. But the book you're going to read from on business law, what is the name of that, and who are the authors again?
Okay, I'll give that out on the replay, but this is Dillavoe and Howard, D-I-L-L-A-V-O-U, and Howard's, it's an apostrophe S, Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, which you can find on the internet, and even in Amazon and Alibri and some of the other booksellers have copies of this, and I've seen them anywhere from a dollar or two up to $30, $40, $50. And it's an excellent
Business Law, 9th edition.
Yes, 1970 is when it was published, I think.
Okay. Dillavoe and Howard, you said?
Yes, Dillavoe and Howard's Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, and we'll go into that in the next hour.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for calling in, Bill. Always appreciate your call. And folks, that was Bill from New York. Thank you for calling, Bill. We'll start again right after the top of the hour break. Stay with us.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies. agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, February the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We definitely come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Delightful conversation with Bill from New York calling in. As he did, and we're reviewing some of the fundamental basic principles of just what's going on here. It's the church of what's happening now these days. But here's a little bit of new news continuing as we continue the broadcast. After the next break, we'll perhaps go into the law study today. But this off of Econo Day, retail sales, not only were the holiday sales front-loaded in November, but it appears they were backloaded into January, also as consumers apparently spent their cash and gift cards in January. What are they talking about here? These are the kind of reports that come out on Econo Day each day. You can find them up on the Bloomberg website. Scroll down on the left-hand side till you get to economy. Click on the economy, the word economy. It'll open up the economy section. And then if you look over on your right, some banners down below the banners, you'll see it says economic calendar. Click on that, and then it shows you the information that's released throughout each day of each week of each year. And a lot of the reports are produced by EconoDay, which I'm referring to right now. Their retail sales report just has come out this morning. But again, what are they talking about here? Not only were holiday sales front-loaded in November, well, that is anticipating that people went out in November and spent the money that they would have spent in December in November. Well, maybe. It's an assumption. They're guessing. And then it says not only that, but it appears that they were backloaded into January. In other words, instead of spending anything on Christmas, people did their shopping in November, and then they did a little bit more shopping in January, but generally weren't present in the holiday frenzy, the shopping frenzy, where all the people in the United States are supposed to buy all that cheap Chinese plastic crap to support a failed economic model. And so, what can we understand and learn from that? Well, one thing we can certainly take away from that, this is a model that I've used for years. I strive diligently to make sure that I have everything that I need for my larder, my house, prior to Thanksgiving, and you won't see me back in the stores again, except for the most extreme of emergencies, until after about January the 5th. I just don't buy anything in December if I can help it. The reason I do that is to basically vote with my checkbook. There are very simple things that have been put forward by others. The idea of don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. Can't remember her name right off the top of my mind, but it'll be there. But this idea is very basic. It's very simple. It's how you can vote with your checkbook. Overall, retail sales in January posted a healthy rebound of 0.5%, less than 1%, my friends. That's not healthy. After dipping 0.1% the month before. So we had a little bit of a rebound upwards of 0.5%, half a percent, after it dipped in December by 1% or 0.1%. So it's only about a 4% upward tick, 0.4% upward tick. The comeback matched the market forecast for a 0.5% gain. Well, you know, as they say, liars figure, but the figures don't lie. So they're basically just niggling around with these books, trying to build putting a happy face on an otherwise very sad pig. December was revised up from a 0.3% decline. Excluding autos, sales in January were up 0.6%, following December's drop of 0.2%. Components were mixed, with gasoline playing an essentially neutral role. Excluding both autos and gasoline, January sales rebounded 0.6%, following a 0.3% decrease in December. Well, there's more on that on the other side. We'll pick it up right after these words from our sponsors.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again on our Friday, February the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the homepage of oraclebroadcasting.com. You can find the Become Vocal Local show archives. Just follow the show archives link over to the show archives page. Scroll down to Become Vocal Local. Click on it. You can get both hours of this broadcast for all of our micros and AM and FM affiliates out there. AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, joining us this week. There's certainly, for those listeners out there that are on terrestrial radio, you can certainly, if you can get to a library or on the Internet, there's certainly hours and hours and hours of archived broadcasts that you can go back and visit with. But let's finish out our market information for today. I'd like to get into something a little bit deeper and more heady. But the January boost, again, off of Econo Day, retail sales, you know, this is the kind of specious information that drives the market, unfortunately. At least that's what they would like us to believe. But the January boost in sales was led by non-store retailers. Would someone please tell me what a non-store retailer is? Who is engaging in the marketplace that doesn't have a store that sells retail? What is this? Yard sales, maybe? Auctions? General non-store retailers, general merchandise, and electronics and appliance stores. Those are stores, aren't they? Electronics and appliance stores, apparently. Weakness was mostly housing-related, as declines were led by furniture and home furnishings and building materials and garden equipment. I guess people weren't buying a new couch or a new flat-screen TV. They weren't buying any home furnishings. They weren't buying any building materials. No more bricks, no more mortars. There's more than enough bricks and mortars out there on foreclosure right now that you can get and repose. Why build something new? And garden equipment? Well, I don't imagine I'm going to be buying a new Troy built this year. Other components in the negative included miscellaneous store retailers and auto dealerships. And so the auto market continues to decline. This one, rather an interesting piece of news. Just quickly, Iran condemned by the BBC and the Voice of America for blocking broadcasts. Well, we've heard about this jamming of broadcasts before, especially in the shortwave area of things, of listening. This off of Bloomberg, February the 12th, new news by an Ali Sheikholaslami. Like I said yesterday, sounds like a sandwich to me, but okay, good morning, Ollie. The British Broadcasting Corporation, Voice of America, and Deutsche Welle condemned Iran for blocking broadcasts from abroad as it sought to suppress protests on yesterday's anniversary of the Islamic regime. I wonder if the goose or the sauce for the goose is good for the gander here. How often are our broadcasts going out of the United States blocked also by these same globalists? The deliberate act of jamming contravenes international broadcasting agreements. Give us a break. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. Couldn't be a more dumbed down, deliberately dumbed down population than the United States. We scarce ever hear anything of value from European and Asian sectors unless we scour it out for ourselves on the Internet. But again, he says, the deliberate act of jamming contravenes international broadcasting agreements, the three media organizations said in a joint statement sent by email today. They called on satellite operators and international regulators to put pressure on Iran to stop this activity. Well, do you understand what the BBC and the Voice of America actually are? These are basically propaganda networks. This goes back to Freud's little nephew there, his name always, whenever I say Freud, his name always slips out. I'll get it in a moment, hopefully. It's Friday, thank goodness. Anyway, Edward Bernays, it goes back, propaganda, we did a study on that, you can find it on the archives. Take it all the way back to the Catholic Church, that's where it began. This whole idea of putting pressure on Iran. What is the BBC? What is the Voice of America? They're propaganda stations. They are nationalist propaganda going outbound. Iran closed, this is probably very much the same way as, you know, Russia Today and some of the other broadcasts are incoming propaganda. Iran closed down Google Inc.'s Gmail service and other communications channels and deployed security forces in Tehran to prevent protesters using the anniversary celebrations as a platform for more demonstrations against the government. The protests started after the re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in June, which opposition supporters say was rigged. A rigged election. I mean, kind of like Jorge Bush, right? The first president of the United States that ever won the election, not by the Electoral College, but in the Supreme Court. Jorge Bush in 2004, sweeping it away as the success of his Help America Vote Act and the electronic voting devices installed all across America, taking away our right to vote in this country. Heads up, Iran. You got the same problems here as you got over there. Iran, which is resisting pressure from the U.S. and other Western countries to halt its nuclear program, accuses them of using the media to foment unrest and destabilize Iran. We missed our discussion on uranium and gold and other precious metals the other day. It's on the web. Go back and listen to it. General Masoud Jazayeri, Deputy Chief of Military Staff said this week that media such as the BBC and the Voice of America are the command room, quote-unquote command room, for a soft coup against Iran's clerical rulers. The ban on media coverage of protests makes it hard to assess how many took part in yesterday's demonstrations. How about the G20 meeting they had recently? The opposition leaders, including presidential candidates Mehdi Karoubi, were beaten. Opposition leaders were beaten by security forces as they tried to join up with supporters during the march, opposition websites and activists said. A crackdown on journalists since the protest began in June has left 65 people in prison, a figure without precedent, according to Paris-based press freedom group Reporters Without Borders. The three broadcasters said their services across Europe and the Middle East are being affected as Iran interferes with their signal through the Hotbird satellite. Hotbird. BBC Persian Television, BBC World News, whatever this Deutsche Welle is, Deutsche Welle Television and Radio Services and the Radio Farda service of Radio Free Europe have been targeted, the email said. And these are propaganda networks, and they're being blocked coming into Iran. Here's another interesting piece, and this is really where I wanted to go. Before the June elections, opposition campaigns circumvented government disruption of the Internet by relying on proxy servers that disguise a user's location. They also turned to mobile phone text messages and social networking sites such as Facebook and Twitter. Almost 32% of the Iranians have access to Internet, according to a 2008 estimate by International Telecommunications Union, a United Nations agency. So here's this idea, that when the government tries to circumvent the Internet, we rely upon proxy servers that disguise a user's location and turn to the mobile phone text messages and social networking sites, such as Facebook and Twitter. And that's going to be important when we get into the next news article as well. We're going to take a look at Kodak joining Home Depot, deserting the Olympics for alternative ads. Rather interesting story. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And as a method of setting up, or a manner of setting up this next article, the one on Kodak, I want to go over here before we talk about the Olympics and give you this one here. I don't think there's any place on the planet Earth that Al Gore can walk with his head up anymore. But Rome, hit by the heaviest snows since 1986, Chiampino, the Colosseum closed, so on. This article also off of Bloomberg by Flavia Krause-Jackson. Rome was today hit by its heaviest snowstorm since 1986, covering the Italian capital's historic monuments with a veil of white and slowing traffic in a city unaccustomed to extreme winter weather. Always extreme, you know. Everything's extreme today. See all the advertisements, everybody's got their mouth open in this world, weird grimace with their bleached white teeth. You know, dogs would recoil from something like that or attack you, going around with your teeth exposed all the time. But anyway, that seems to be the extreme personality that we have developed in the media today. But Rome was hit today by its heaviest snowstorm since 1986. Snow began to fall around 8 a.m. and grew heavier during the morning, leading to closure of the Colosseum and Rome's Ciampino Airport. Low-cost airline Ryanair Holdings PLC's base for the area. A spokesman for Municipal Transport Agency ATACSPA said emergency weather plans have been put into action. Emergency. Buses and subways are expected to run with limited delays. Well, in February of 1986, a storm descended on the Capitol and covered it in several inches of snow, and schools closed. Children made impromptu sleds from plastic bags and slid down the city's sloping roads. Rome typically has mild winters, and snow is rare. Italy's Civil Protection Agency today warned of low temperatures and snow in most of the regions for the next 24 to 36 hours. Well, that's that. I can tell you that they would probably love to have some of Rome's snow in Vancouver. Those of you that have never had the opportunity of skiing the Canadian Rockies, they're absolutely delightful. Blackcomb and Whistler Mountain, my two favorite places to ski. Wonderful places to ski, especially spring skiing, those really high, high mountains. I think there's 7,000, I might be mistaken, it might be 4,000 feet. It could be 7,000 feet of vertical drop. You go all the way up to the top, ride the gondola up, then take the chairs even higher, and then take the T-bar all the way up into the bowl and start there. I think it's 27 miles of runs, but you just let her go. Boy, by the time you get down to the lodge at the base, you're just burning. Your legs are on fire. But if you like to shred, and if you like moguls, and if you like to run powder, it's a beautiful place to ski, but they don't have any snow. For the Winter Olympics, they're having to haul in the snow for the Winter Olympics. So you can put yourself up on a pedestal and call yourself an Olympic village, but in the wintertime, you're dependent upon the Creator to provide the snow, and if you don't have it, you don't have it. Kodak joins Home Depot deserting Olympics for alternate ads. Again, this carries on for our idea of Twitter and Facebook and MySpace or whatever they are. An Olympics Eastman Kodak Company, an Olympic sponsor since the modern games began in 1896, is no longer in the picture. Nice play on words there. The Rochester, New York-based company ended its International Olympic Committee sponsorship with the 2008 Beijing Games, as did fellow global partners, Johnson & Johnson, Manual Life Financial Corporation, and Lenovo Group Limited. With the Winter Games about to start in Vancouver, corporations that long clamored to link their brands with the Olympic rings are looking elsewhere amid a battered economy and emerging marketing alternatives. Something happening here. The IOC, which tripled revenue from global sponsorships to $866 million from 1993 to 2008, hasn't been able to replace three of the four lost sponsors. As of October, when the International Olympic Committee last disclosed financials to its The Olympic Partnership sponsorship program, it had $883 million in revenue for the 2009 to 2012 cycle, short of the committee's $1 billion target. Here's a quote. I don't think the Olympics have lost their appeal at all, but the digital revolution, the economic recession, and the saturation of major sports events around the world have made Olympic sponsorships a tougher sell, said Rick Burton, former U.S. Olympic Committee marketing chief and the David Falk Professor of Sports Management at Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York. As I've said so often on this broadcast, America has a love affair with its balls and its sports programming. attended a school board meeting the other night, and as I mentioned on the broadcast, other than the school board members and the employees of the school, I was the only person, the only community, the only patron in the audience, if you will, sitting there by myself. There wasn't a single parent in the room. There was not a single comment or a place for public comment on the agenda. They went into a closed session. But I'm sitting in this small town, small rural school district school's library, and I'm looking around at the walls with the books on it, thinking to myself that I actually believe I have more books in my own personal library than they have in this school. But they have gymnasiums, and they have weight gyms, and they have shower rooms and locker facilities and all of this stuff. And the agenda items were hiring more sports coaches and fixing floors in the gymnasium and other things like that. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, these people are insane. What are we doing here? Is this a training center for circus performers or just what? But it's starting to have an effect. There's such a global saturation and a possession by the spirit of sports. The people are turning away from it, and that might be a really good thing. Certainly the sponsors are turning away from it. Let's go back to the article. The USOC failed last year to re-sign Bank of America Corp., General Motors, and Home Depot, which collectively were sponsors for 56 years and paid the USOC, the United States Olympic Committee, an estimated total of $45 million. Blah, blah, blah. Their spots haven't been filled. Quote, a sponsoring company can reach its target audience and business objectives in many different ways. So a sponsor's chief marketing officer, or even its CEO, is sometimes risking his or her career in making a $70 million or more dollar commitment to a global event that only runs 17 days every 2 years. It's a huge decision and one that isn't made lightly. And then it continues. It's a lengthy article. You can find it on Bloomberg. But what they're really talking about is this. It comes down to Hazlett, who declined to be interviewed for this story. He's Kodak's chief marketing officer. He prefers online social networks to Olympic rings. Kodak employs three bloggers, has a YouTube channel, has developed applications for Facebook photo sharing. Hazlett himself has 14,850 followers on Twitter.com who read his tweets about Kodak and other subjects. The chief marketing officer saw better uses for his resources. Quote, the first day I moved into this job in 2007, I moved out of the Olympics. Well, I guess there's hope. for the people yet. Now, as mentioned in the previous hour, we're going to go into a little bit more. This from the Villebeau and Howard's Principles of Business Law, 9th edition. This is a flea market find. Picked this one up for pennies on the dollar. Found on the internet that you can buy this book. It was originally published by the... It was originally published in 1940 with subsequent revisions all the way up to 1971 by Prentice Hall International. That might be the Newhouse Publishing people. But we'll pick it up there, and we're going to talk again about property and a little bit more about what is this book and what's it all about. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock, or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again for the last half hour of today's broadcast. We're going to go back into the study of property a little bit. We have started it out a couple of times, but of course, you know, this broadcast goes where it goes, and things come up in the news and things come up in my own research to take us in different directions. But we're kind of just following along. We've had, I think, 18 segments on the history of law, and we're back into this now a bit further, almost going into the end, near the end of the book. It's a 1,189-page textbook, university-level textbook in law, business law. And as I mentioned to Bill from New York, William from New York, in the first hour of today's broadcast, I did go up and look at the Cornell Law University. It's, I think, well, it doesn't matter. You can browse it up. Cornell Law. And they have an excellent section there that gives a variety of different major threads or course areas of study in law. And, of course, business law, commercial law, the lex mercatoria is just part of it. And this discussion and this book are all follow-ons from a broadcast that we did earlier and with the authors Robert P. McDonald and Ronald Rowan. It's Ronald P. McDonald and Robert Rowan, and their book, They Own It All, Including You by Means of Toxic Currency. I had an excellent interview with them, and you can find even more in-depth by visiting Mike Chambers Live on oraclebroadcasting.com and find Mike's interviews with the authors as well for more study. But when we started in on that process and the authors were pointing to Lex Mercatoria, which is the law merchant, it only brings to mind the Uniform Commercial Code, which was the great diadem in the crown set on the heads of the Uniform Law Commission. And, of course, as we've said on the broadcast before, the Uniform Law Commission is just a creation of the American Bar Association, which was a creation of the American Bankers Association, which was just a continuation of the City of London. So no matter where you want to start, in the pig pile or the pigsty, you will come up to the Uniform Commercial Code, and this particular textbook attempts, well, to present not only course study and analysis of various sections, almost all of the sections in the Uniform Commercial Code, line by line by line by line, but then it also presents case law so that you don't have to go and look it up, reference case law that helps show you court decisions on all of these various parts and pieces of the commercial code so that you can see how courts would interpret that. We understand that today to be stare decisis or stare decisis, judge-made law or judge-found law, and some would call that common law, but I don't. But anyway, then in addition to that in this book, you also, at the end of each of the sections, as you would expect in a textbook, you can find a series or a list of questions that help to check your understanding of what you've just studied. And so, for those of us in our internet homeschool classroom here that want to continue our education, expand our knowledge on these various topics, and neither have the interest, the time, or the money to go to colleges where you may or may not get any of this information, even if you were to enroll this particular textbook, there were only a couple of chapters that were touched out of this whole book, unfortunately, and it's taken me almost 2 months now to go through it and read it very carefully, underlining, highlighting, cross-referencing, and post-it noting as I do. But here we are back in chapter 49 on page 985 again, where it says the introduction to the concept of property. We spoke about that in the first hour. All aspects of life are concerned with and are affected by property. Couldn't be a more true statement than that. One of the more powerful motivating forces in our society is the desire for people to acquire, use, and dispose of property. Property is the reason for and the subject matter of economic activity, and property is a measure of wealth and success. It is the substance of business transactions. But of course, in the first hour, we discussed that, according to Andrew J. Galambos, a logician, if you will, a man who studied logic and applied logic to his writings, if we begin rightly and understand property, we understand property to be the man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, your children are not your property, nor is your wife. And then if we can understand freedom as 100% control over our property 100% of the time and 0% control over the property of our neighbors 100% of the time, we're off to a more sure footing. And it is out of the mind of man that all his ideas then are translated into actions, and those actions eventually become either intellectual property, the things that a man might write or think or speak, and physical properties, properties real and properties personal, from which this particular textbook begins in a concept of property. In other words, property, again, as they say, is the reason for and the subject matter of economic activity. Property is a measure of wealth and success, and it is the substance of business transactions, whether you're selling books, tapes, videos, websites, whether you're subdividing land, labor, capital, whatever. Property. It's all on property. And so when the Communist Manifesto comes out as the abolition of private property, you can see that it's in a direct attack on everything that it is to be, as the French say, qu'est-ce que c'est, what is it that it is? What is it that it is to be man? The right to acquire, use, and dispose of private property exists to some degree in all cultures. But the extent to which individuals have private property rights vary greatly from culture to culture and society to society, depending on the economic system and social structure involved. Well, we're going to jump forward now to the third section, property as things. We've discussed in the past, previous sections, the components of property, where we learned that the term property or property itself is meaningless except as it is associated with individuals. You take the individual out of this picture and this property issue goes away. So those that would advocate an abolition of property or come out and, you know, lambast the white aristocratic property owner has a bit more study to do. But certainly the term used in expressing this association are ownership, title, and possession. Ownership, title, and possession. But let's go on. In early law, property as things, not necessarily ideas, but property as things, in early law it was difficult to understand how there could be ownership, possession, and transfer of rights with respect to things without possessing and transferring the thing itself. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a whole bunch of writing in Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England and Sir Edward Coke's writings on Littleton and other writings that I've come across in my studies, a whole bunch, even in the natural law, a whole bunch of discussion about this conundrum, about the idea of possessing and transferring things. Once was a time when you would sell land that you would bring along a goat skin or a deer skin, a hide full of dirt from the land, or a log or a branch or something, when you transferred property and you actually gave the person the land and the things on it so that they could have something physical in the transaction. A thing could be seen, touched, possessed, and delivered. Hence, the thing was the property. Rights to the thing were embodied in the physical object, so that the handing over of the physical object was essential to endowing another with property, ownership, title, possession, and all the other attributes one could have in a thing. Title, rights, and interest to something, a thing. Title, rights, and interest, possession of the thing. Things owned and possessed were of two kinds, lands and chattels. Chattels. Everyone's seen cattle, but chattel is something quite unique. Chattel can be much like cattle. They sound the same. All you have to do is rearrange the letters and drop the H and you've got cattle. But chattels, if you think of it in this way, if you were to buy or sell a rental house or an apartment building, you would be selling the land and the improvements, and then inside of each of the rooms and perhaps down in the storage rooms and things, there would be items, perhaps beds and tables and chairs and lamps. And those would be the chattels. And so you would set up perhaps one, two, or three mortgages. You would have a mortgage perhaps on the land, then on the improvements, and then you could have a chattels mortgage. Well, much was the same in time of feudalism. When you were selling something, the chattels run with the land. And if you happen to be a serf or a laborer of the field or a beast of burden, you were sold with the land. Set up right there.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And getting into our study of property and the property of things. The rights to the thing were embodied in the physical object, so that the handing over of the physical object was essential to endowing another with property. Ownership, title, possession, and all the other attributes one could have in a thing. Things owned and possessed were of two kinds, land and chattel. Land, a fixed, immovable thing, could not be handed over or delivered. In England, under the feudal system, in order to satisfy the requirement of physical delivery, land was transferred by a symbolic process called feoffment. Feoffment, F-E-O-F-F-M-E-N-T, fee, simple, feoffment, by which a twig or a clod taken from the land by the grantor was delivered to the grantee. This symbol is said, in the proper case, to have seized the grantee with fee, simple, title. This historical symbolism is reflected in our present method of conveying land. Today, the transfer of land is accomplished by the execution, or the writing, and the delivery, handing over, of a thing, a written instrument called a deed. Now, going back to our Declaration of Independence, we hear these words in the second paragraph. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unalienable rights. They can't be taken away. They weren't given by man. They can't be taken away by man. And there is a big difference in the way that it is morphed over the years and been transformed. Today, in the writings of the United Nations and their Declaration of Human Rights and in all of their various and sundry pamphlets and programs, they talk about inalienable rights, and so oftentimes people misspeak and say the same thing, thinking that they are synonymous, inalienable and unalienable. But let me give you a little bit right out of the dictionary. This is just a common one, the Scribner-Bantam Dictionary. And it says this: to inflame, to fire with passion, to excite, provoke, to cause inflammation, to become inflamed. And the word inflammable? Easily set on fire, easily aroused to passion, something inflammable. Now, the idea to alien is to separate from. If something is unalienable, it cannot be a leaned away. You can't have a lean on it. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, there can be no leans really placed on these things. And there's much to discuss here. We don't have time today. But understand that there is a difference between inalienable rights, which we've been dialogued into consensus to accept, and unalienable rights. And that when a thing owned and possessed was passed to another, you would have both the land, you would have the property, the improvements, but you'd also have the chattels, you'd have the beasts of the field, the beasts of burden, and the serfs as well. They came as property, chattels. But each and every one of them held unalienable rights, and the founders knew it, as did all the way back into the time of the Germans. They knew it too. They knew there were certain things that a man had that you just couldn't up and take away. And so, we continue along and try and gain a greater understanding of just what is property and what does it mean to us. A man can be a slave. A man can be a slave. He still has certain unalienable rights as a slave. He can be mistreated, that's for sure. One can sell themselves into bondage. You can dialogue yourself into consensus. You can give up your rights. You could exchange your essential freedoms and liberties for temporary security. That you can do. Most have done that on a regular basis, even today. But let's continue here from our text. Again, a law course in business law. No difficulty was experienced in owning, possessing, and manually delivering a movable thing. Human is a movable thing. The most significant movable things in early civilization were cattle, beasts of the field, stupid, dumb animals fit for slaughter, as some have said about us. Their mobility facilitated their use as a medium of exchange, like gold and silver, cattle. From the term cattle is derived the word chattel. These two types of things, land and chattels, became known as two different kinds of property. Hence, you have real property and you have personal property. Land became real property and chattels became personal property. Such designation arose out of the type of remedies developed to protect rights with respect to land and chattels. And as we go further into our understanding of law, we'll start to see the law of property develop to protect, preserve, and defend your rights, to property of each kind. One seeking a remedy against interference with the land, such as eviction or dispossession, brought an action to recover the land itself. That is, the ousted plaintiff sought to recover the thing, the res, the R-E-S. The action was called an action in rem, or a real action. Thus, the thing protected land derived its name, real property. Real property, the res in rem. It's against a real action, against all others. Since a movable thing, a chattel, could be stolen, destroyed, or transferred away, a remedy other than the recovery of the thing, or res, was necessary. An action against the wrongdoer for restitution by damages was instituted. This action was against the wrongdoing person and was called an action in personam, or a personal action. Thus, the thing protected, movable chattels, derived their name, personal property. So on the one hand, you have in rem against all others, and in the other, you have in personam, or personal action, or against an individual. Land has a fixed location. Therefore, its title, ownership, and method of transfer, inheritance, and succession are governed by the law of the place where it is located. That's so very important in this world where we have no borders and no boundaries. In the Bible, it teaches that you don't disturb another man's boundary corners. You don't disturb his property, survey property points, you know, his pins, his property corners. You don't disturb those monuments. Why? Because land has a fixed location, and you can take your surveying instruments out and you can actually survey that in a meets and bounds description, beginning at the southwest corner, thence north to the northwest corner, then east to the northeast corner, then south to the southeast corner, thence back to the point of beginning, and so on, and write up a legal description, and then prepare a deed. The law... Land has a fixed location, therefore its title, ownership, and method of transfer, inheritance, and succession are governed by the law of the place where it is located. The laws in all of this, in this country, would be first in your county, or your city, and then in your county, and then in your state, and finally, the laws of the United States of America would override all of that. In a global plantation, all of those laws are thrown away. And our borders remain wide open. Because there are no borders in a borderless world, right? When people want to abolish private property, they want to take away from you your title, rights, and interest in lands and properties and chattels. Continuing here, land and chattels as things are designated as property, not only in common parlance, but also in court opinions, legal texts, and statutes. And then it continues and it gives some following examples, which we don't have time for today. But when you hear about somebody out there that maybe has put together a property rights group and they're holding meetings on a regular basis, you might pop in, get your name on their mailing list and stay aware. Because these are the people that have been studying property law and they know what title right and interest is, and they are right there, right where you are, blocking the globalist agenda as it moves from global into local. And we talk about communitarianism here somewhat. ICLEI, another term, sustainable development, the green movement. All of these are these collectivist ideas that are transferring us away further and further and further from private property ownership and land and chattels onto the global plantation, taking us back into the new feudalism. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening, and until next week.
Back, good one day. Precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.